Intertribal radio is 1 year old. That's totally crazy because I know I've been doing this for like, I've been a part of Intertribal Radio since, well, let's see, I'm on episode 30. That's 30 weeks. I hit 6 months a while ago. So yeah, I had no idea. I did not know until just recently that it's only a year. So I feel pretty honored to have been so far a part of the first year of Intertribal Radio, and to have put out some podcasts and shared some different aspects about my experience, healing experience, and then kind of exploration of different aspects. Current episode, I'm exploring Native invisibility, really thinking about that aspect within the mainstream culture. And just kind of looking at it, it's kind of like I'm sort of, as I was talking about this, I kind of started thinking about, I worked at a in a life skills class 1 year, back in 2018, with a bunch of kids that some had Down syndrome, some had autism, just different various things going on with these kids. And it was, like I said, in a middle school, 500 kids in this middle school, and in the life skills class there was probably about like, I'd say 12 or something like that kids. But when we walked in somewhere, like, it was interesting to see, and it kind of really hard to see how people looked at these kids. And you know, they didn't really quite understand them. Some of them were really good with these kids, and some of them just didn't understand them or didn't, like, you know, have that. Like, some of them were kind of rude, cruel. Some just were like kind of like, huh, okay. It just kind of varied. But again, these kids are human. You know, these were perfectly fine kids. There's a lot of, they all felt the same way. Like, all, one girl was crushing hard. She was in a wheelchair, nonverbal. She drooled a lot, but she really liked this one kid. Like, she liked this kid so much. And so anyway, like, you know, he didn't like her. She broke her heart. But you know, typical, some people just don't see things. And I kind of connect, like, 'cause they're marginalized, and I connect like this marginalization with Native people in the same way. And so what Intertribal Radio has allowed me to do is look deeper into these things that I've learned over time working in Native communities as a teacher, and be able to kind of go deeper into those things that I've always, you know, felt concerned about, or, you know, pain about, like, you know, that you know, if the felt it, it's not me feeling the pain, it's like empathy, it's like understanding, it's like I'm wanting to help advocate for people, you know, Native people, or with Native people, you know, because I mean, it's wanting to say and speak up and to say, hey, this is what's happening out here, or this is what's going on. And I just, you know, being a part of this group has meant a lot to me. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. And so yeah, happy birthday, Intertribal Radio, and thank you, April and D41, for starting this up. All right, Hoyt, that's what Lummy, that's from Lummy Hoyt. Well, not just Lummy, that's like kind of from coastal people out here in Washington, maybe even in Canada, I'm not sure to tell you the truth, but HOYT, Hoyt, it means our work is done here.